Today's daf is Nozer daf Nun Zayin. We are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the eighth perek of Masechtis Nozer, perek Shnei Nazirim. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berol ben Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Aryeh ben Kohos HaKoyen. So the eighth perek of Masechtis Nozer picks up where the seventh perek of Masechtis Nozer left off, and that is dealing with halachos related to a nozer that became tomei tomasmei. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei nazirim. There were two nazirim. Now, if you look at the Mefarish says, first Mefarish in the Perek, shekiblu aleihem nazirus biyachad. These two nazirim were mekabel nazirus biyachad. The Mefarshim say that what the Mefarish is saying is really L'Rav Chedemilsa, meaning it's not Ma'akev in Pshat in the Mishnah, in Pshat in the Sugya, to say that the two Nazirim were Mekabel the Nazirus B'yachad. Why would the Mefarish say it? Because as we'll see, it's going to make the Mishnah read a little bit more Geshmir. But the point is, there are two people that are both Nazirim. Either way, Sha'om Alohen Echad, a third person comes to these two Nazirim and says, Ro'isi echad mikem shenitma. I saw that one of you became Tomei. However, ve'ini yodea eze mikem. But I'm not sure which one of you is the one that's Tomei. So you have two Nazirim. One is a Nazir Tomei. The other one is not. We don't know which one is Tomei and which one isn't. Now, how do we know that one is Tomei? Because somebody stepped forward and said, Ro'isi echad mikem shenitma. Now, Tosfos and the Rishonim speak out that it's clear from the Mishnah that you wouldn't need two Edim to say that a Nazir's Tomei in order to give him the status of a Nazir Tomei. An Eid Echad alone would be believed. And the reason is because whether a Nazir is Tomei or Tahar is good old-fashioned Issev HaHeter. It's not Dovah Shebemamin. It's not a question of Dinei Nefashis. It's not Dovah Shebe'erva. And as a result, Issev HaHeter, the klal is Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. So if an Echad, one person would come and say Ro'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma, he would be believed based on the halacha of Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. But Taisa speaks out that being that all we have is an Eid Echad, and his whole nemanus is with the klal of Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, we have to then make an Oikimta in the Mishnah, and we have to say that the two people, these two Nazirim, were Shoyskin. It's the first Taisa in the parak. Why? Because if they would have an opinion, then their opinion would override the Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, and at that point, we would listen to what they have to say. So, from the halacha of the Mishnah, where it's clear that this Echad, who saw one of them became Tomei, it's his opinion that's going to reign, it's obviously talking about where they were Shoyse, because the only time Eid Echad is Nemen B'Yisurim is when the person on the other end of this Eidus is quiet. If, however, he has a daya, then we would listen to him. Now, in a classic case of Eidus, where two Eidim walk into Bezdin and they say, you owe someone money, you could stand on top of your head. Two Eidim are going to be believed. But by Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, then the Baal Dover does have an opinion. If our Mishnah is working with Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, so you have to say they were Shoyskim. So really, if you learn the first Mefarish, the first quote-unquote Rashi in the Perek, and the first Tosfos, you have two major Akimtas in the Halacha that we didn't even learn yet. The first Akimta is that the two Nazirim were Mekabel Nazirus with Asachas. The second Akimta is that they were Shoyskim. But the bottom line is, you have two Nazirim, Echad, a third person comes and says, I know that one of you are Tomei, I just don't know which one of you are Tomei. So what's the Halacha? Megalchem. The two Nazirim are going to do a Teglachas, Umvien Karbon Tumah, and then they're going to bring a Karbon Tumah, the Karbon Taira, and they're going to bring a Karbon Taira as well. So the first thing is, and this the Mishnah doesn't even say, is they're going to have to wait 30 days. The reason they're going to have to wait 30 days is because you have two people who are both Safik, whether they're a Nazir Tahar or they're a Nazir Tamei. On the tzad that they're a Nazir Tahar, Stam Nazirus, you can't do anything for 30 days. You're going to wait 30 days. At the conclusion of the 30 days, you'll do a Teglachas, and you'll bring the Karbonos that a Nazir Tahar is supposed to bring. On the tzad that they're Nazir Tamei, a Nazir Tamei has to become Tahar, takes 7 days to become Tahar, and then afterwards, you're able to do your Teglachas, the 8th day you bring Karbonos, and then you're able to start counting your Nazirus again. But being that each person has a suffix, whether he's a Nazir Tahar or a Nazir Tamei, no one will be able to do a Teglachas until 30 days are going to pass. Okay, so you're going to wait 30 days. After 30 days, Megalchin, they'll both be able to do a Teglachas, Mamonav Shach. The Nazir Tahar could do a Teglachas 30 days pass. And the Nazir Tahar, he could have done a Teglachas 3 weeks ago. He just had to wait 7 days in order for him to be able to do his Teglachas. Now, they also have to bring Karbanas. A Nazir Tahar brings Karbanas, a Nazir Tahar brings Karbanas. The Karbanas that the Nazir Tahar brings is the Chattas, the Oil, and the Shlom. The Karbanas that the Nazir Tahar brings is the Chattas Oif, the Oil Oif, and the Ashram Nazir Tahar. Now, each person has a suffix. He's not sure whether he's a Nazir Tahar or is a Nazir Tahar. So what they do is they bring the karbanos, side the carbon tuma and side the carbon tyra, the oimer, and they make the following stipulation. So the first Nazir says, if I'm the one that's tamei carbon tuma shali, so the carbon tuma, the chata soif, the oil soif, and the ashram behema is my carbon, the carbon tyra shalcha, and the carbon tyra, the chatas oil and shalom, and that's going to belong to you, the other Nazir. And if I'm the one that's tar, carbon tyra shali, the carbon tyra is going to be mine, the carbon tuma shalcha, and the carbon tuma is going to be yours. Here too, Taisha speaks out a comment that's negeya pasha Pshat in the reading of the Mishnah, and that is Lav Davka Nokat for Omer. This that the Mishnah says that the two Nazirim have to make stipulations. It sounds like they have to make a Tanaika Bnei Godu Bnei Ruvein. This is Lav Davka. They don't really have to say anything. Elozei Yikrov L'Shem Mishahu, V'zei Yikrov L'Shem Mishahu. You hand over the Karbonis, the Kohen's going to bring it. He's going to have a mind stam that this should be L'Shem, whoever the real owner of the Karbonis are. Whoever's the Tahar, he'll get the Karbonis Taira. Whoever's the Tomei, he'll get the Karbonis of Tumah, and that's the way you're going to bring it. So even though the Mishnah says, Oimer, really the Oimer is Lavdafki. Either way. So you wait 30 days, you can't do anything for 30 days. After 30 days, each one of these Nazirim is going to have a Teglachas. For one of them, it's going to be a Teglachas of Tyre. For the other one, it's going to be a Teglachas of Tumah. Now you have to bring Karbonis. We don't know who's supposed to get which Karbonis. So you'll bring both sets of Karbonis, you'll make a Tanai, you don't have to speak out the Tanai. And like this, the rightful owner of the Karbonis Tyre, he'll be Ois Nazir. The one that was the Nazir Tomei, he now is Tahar. What does he have to do? He has to be minus Naziris. But we don't know who the Nazir Tomei was to know who the Nazir Tahar is to know which one of these two Nazirim is still a Nazir. Being that this is a suffix, so what do they do? Both of them have to count another 30 days, and at the conclusion of the 30 days, umavim carbon tire. Now they bring one set of Karbanis, and this time it's going to be a carbon tire because now there's only one Nazir in town. And he's for sure a Nazir Tahar. We just don't know who he is. Okay, so you bring the carbon tie, Rav Oimer, and again, you make the Tanai, you don't make the Tanai, and you say as follows, Imani hua tome. If I was the Nazir that was tome, then carbon tuma sheli, then the carbon tuma that was brought previously was mine, the carbon tie shall call, and the carbon tie that was brought previously was yours. If that's the case, I'm now the Nazir Tahar, vizeh carbon tie rossi. This is my carbon tie, Imani hua tar. If, however, I was the one that was the Nazir Tahar all along, then carbon tire sheli, then the carbon tire that was brought was mine, the carbon tumah shalcha, and the carbon tumah that was brought was yours, because that carbon tire ascha, and this is your carbon tire. Either way, it's a little bit convoluted, but it's really very, very straightforward. You have a situation where you have two Nazirim, each one is a suffix that he might be a Nazir Tomei. They're both Vadai Nazirim. The suffix is whether or not they are also Tomei. We know for sure one is. We know for sure one is not. What do you do? It's just very simple. You just map out all the halachas of what the Nazir Tahar has to do, what the Nazir Tomei has to do. You make sure that you don't get involved, chalila, in any Yisuri Deiraisa. We don't want a Nazir Tahar doing a Teglachas when he's not supposed to. We don't want to bring Chulun Lazara. We don't want the wrong person to bring the wrong carbon. So as long as you're able to check off all the boxes and address all the different variables and permutations, everything is going to be okay. This is the halacha of the Mishnah and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which incidentally we know already from learning the last parak. This is going to segue us into some of the more complicated cases of suffix when it comes to a Nazir. Specifically the Nazir, that's a suffix if he's Tomei Tumas Meis. It's also a suffix if he's a Metzora Mukhlet. But we know that already, so Netz Hashem, when we learned it round two, hopefully it won't be too difficult. Incidentally, the reason the Mefarer spoke out, Zogin D'Achreinim, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, that these two Nazirim were Kiblu Aleim Nazirus Biyachad. Why was that important? So really it wasn't. But the reason the Mefarish said it is because the Mishnah reads a little bit more geschmack. Because if they weren't Mekabel Naziris on the same day, then you would have to address the later of the two Naziriyas. So just to make it very simple, just count 30 days, and then on the next day you'll bring the Karbonis, and this Karbon and that Karbon. So the Mefarish said, Shekiblu Alei Naziris B'yachad. But it doesn't have to be a case where someone said, Hareini Nazir, and the other person said, Va'ani, or one of these situations where they would tackle Mekabel Naziris B'vaz Achas. It's just L'Rav Chedemilsa to make it go a little bit more geschmack. Either way, the topic of the Mishnah was where you have a situation, there's a nazir, it's a suffix whether he's Tomei Tomasme, Zok de Gemara. This Shaila, which is very, very straightforward, very simple, once we know 55 daf in a Masechta's nazir, really lends itself to one of the Sugyas Chamuras and Shas. And this next Gemara we're going to learn is a classic. Tani, it said in the Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim, Shomar Lohem Echad, Ro'isi Echem Mekem Shenitva, Ve'in Yadei Ezim Mekem. So what's the halacha? Each person has a suffix whether or not he's the Nazir Tomei, and as a result, he needs to address it. I don't understand this halacha. And really, as an introduction to the Gemara's Kasha, it's probably Kedai to just speak out a little bit Teresh of Apeh, and that is, we know the halacha is that anytime you have a suffix, you have a shayla, is this nevela or is this kosher? Whatever the suffix might be. So what's the halacha? Sveika de Raisa. You always go l'chumra. Sveika de Rabbanon, you always go l'kula. Now, the Rambam has a famous shita that the Shef Shmaitza discusses by Richos and Shmaitza Aleph, and that is this, that Sveika de Raisa is l'chumra is only mid Rabbanon. The mid de Raisa, even a Sveika de Raisa would go l'kula. The Kasha and the Rambam is the parish of the Hashem Tolu, v'advar matikin v'ein kam v'kayim v'l'harach. But the bottom line is, the rule is, Sveika de Raisa is l'chumra according to command every single Rishon, Midday Raisa, Sveika de Rabbanon is l'kula. But there's one very prominent exception to that rule, and that is Safik Tumah. If a person encounters Safik Tumah and he wants to know, is he Tomei or is he Tahar? The halach is not, well, let's see what type of Tumah is. If it's a Tumah de Raisa, Sveika de Raisa l'chum. If it's a Tumah de Rabbanon, Sveika de Rabbanon is l'kula. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch states as follows. If this Tumah was in a Rishus HaYochid, Safik Tuma Brishus HaYachid, Sveik Eitan. If, however, the Tuma was in a Rishus HaRabim, Safik Tuma Brishus HaRabim, Sveik Eitahar. We don't care the Reis of the Rabban, that's not the point. The point is it a Safik Tuma Brishus HaYachid, or is it Safik Tuma Brishus HaRabim? So let's talk about Sveikis and Tumas the Reis. When it comes to Tuma the Reis, if the Safik Tuma is in a Rishus HaYachid, it's going to go L'chumra. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, it's going to go L'kul. But there's another chiddush, and that is this that we say that safik tumah b'shus hayachid is sveikay tameh. That's true not only if there's one safik, but even if there's two sveikas. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus called safik shato yochel laharbois. The halach is still going to be sveikay tameh. So if somebody's in a b'shus hayachid and he has a safik if it became tameh, but not just one safik, a svek sveiko. What's the halach of svek sveiko? Even by the iraisa, where sveika the iraisa is a chumra, but svek sveiko is always lakula. But svek sveiko when it comes to a safik tumah, the halacha is Sveika is going to be Tomei. So when it comes to Safik Tumah, Svek, Sveika, Svek, 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 Sveika, it doesn't matter how many Sveikas you are. The halacha is, if there's a Safik, it's always going to go L'chumra. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, even if you have only one Safik, ordinarily you would think you should treat this as a Sveika Deiraisa, still the halacha is Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim is going to be Sveika Tumah. What's the makar to this? So the makar to this is learned out from the parasha of Saita. Now, the more nuanced makar we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem, when we learn Masechta Saita. Masechta Saita is a leichta Masechta, a lot lighter than Masechtas Nazir. A lot of digressions, a lot of agadata, so we have what to look forward to, Me'ez Hashem, at the end of next week. But one of the real sugyas chamurois in Masechtas Saita, again, there aren't many, but one of them is this sugya, the sugya of Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid, Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim. What do you see by Saita that relates to the halachas of Safik Tumah? Because what is the halach of a Saita? Saita is an Eishes Ish, but there's a Safik that it could be she was Nivala to a man that's not her husband. And it says in the Torah that this Safik Saita is treated like a Vadai Saita, and we go to Chumra, we have to be Chayish, then maybe she was Mazana. Now, the parsha of Arayis is also a parsha of Tumah, Tumah Ksiba Karayis, Ayin. The first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, the sugyas of Tzara Saita. But the point is that every shaila of Arayas is really a shayla of tumah. And if you see by the suffix soita, you go l'chumra, so we learn from here, suffix tumah, you also go l'chumra. Now, a suffix soita is a suffix tumah b'shos hayachid. The reason it's a suffix tumah b'shos hayachid is because it happens in a state of kinoi v'stira. Stira, by definition, means there was yichud. It means there was no one there other than this woman and this man. And as a result, it's deemed Rishus Hayachid. So we learn from there that whenever it's a Rishus Hayachid, then the klal is going to be that Safek Tomer Rishus Hayachid is going to be Sveikar Tami. If, however, there would be more than two people, then you would not have the halacha of Safek Tomer Rishus Hayachid. That would be considered a Safek Tomer Rishus Harabim. And over there, the halacha would be Sveikar Tar, which means, by the way, you see a Gevaldig Echidish. You see that the definition of Rishus Harabim as it relates to the halacha of Safek Tomer is three people. And once you have three people, it's already considered a Rishus HaRabim. What's the Makarta there? Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, as we're about to see, which is really based on the Makarta Halach of Safik Tumah. The whole Halach of Safik Tumah comes from the parish of Soita. Soita is the quintessential Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid. How many people are there? There's only two people there. So we learn from there that if there's two people, Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid, Sveikai Tami. If there's more than two people, literally, there's a third, you have a Mezumin, that's already a Rishus HaRabim, and then the Halach is going to be Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is going to be Sveikai Tar. Why is this a Chiddush? Because when you learn Hilchas Shabbos, for example, and Hilchas Erevin, and you define a Rishus HaRabim, it could be need a place that's so busy that there are 600,000 people that go down this street every single day. Kedushin for Amosh, etc., etc. But the bottom line is the definition of a Rishus HaRabim is a very, very shiny definition. But when it comes to the halachas of Safek Tumah, three people would already be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Another just random idea, not random, but you know, we're going to like to say it there, so in that sense it's random, that's important in understanding the halachas of Safek Tumah. Meaning, what would be if you had a Safek Tumah without the Chidushim of Soita, without the halacha is of Safik Tumah B'Shusa Yachid Sveikai Tomei Safik Tumah B'Shusa Rabbi Sveikai Tar. I mean, if you would ask a man on the street or ask a bachur in yeshiva, you would say Safik Tumah, what should be the halacha? So the right answer would be that although it's Sveikai Deraisa potentially and Sveikai Deraisa is L'chumra, but what do you do when you have a Safik? You go Basa Raiv, or if there's no Raiv, let's assume there's no Raiv, go Basa Chazaka. And it's for that reason, any person and any theme has a cheskes taira. So that if right now there's a suffix, if you became tameh, assuming you're a cheskes taira, really you should be tar. And the emesis Tosfos speaks out right here, in our sugya, Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, that the chiddush of suffix tameh is only on the suffix tameh b'rishus hayachid chelek. But as it relates to the suffix tameh b'rishus harabim, there really is no chiddush. Fakert, oikmi acheskase. That you have a cheskes taira, so it's poshet that the halacha is that it's tahar. The chiddush is safik tumah b'rishus hayachid, where it's one safik and kal v'chomer with this kamas fakis. But as it relates to safik tumah b'rishus harabim, it's poshet. You don't even have to come on to luchasas. Amai said Tosfos is soisim mishnasi in different places, and this is really a big shiloh, whether the chiddush of safik tumah is only on the safik tumah b'rishus hayachid chelik, or is it also on the rishus harabim chelik? Why would it not be on the Rishus HaRabim Chelik, because it could be it's Pashit that Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Sveik Kitar based on the Chazaka. The bottom line is just a little bit of an introduction to the idea of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. So again, we interrupted the Gemara to introduce the Gemara, and that is, we had a Mishnah that's talking about two Nazirim. Each one of these Nazirim has a Safek, whether he's also Tameh or he's not Tameh. What did the Mishnah say? That we have to reckon with the Safek, meaning this is a problem. You're a Safek that you might be an Azat Tameh. You're a Safek, you might be an Azat Tameh. So you can't just treat yourself like an Azat Tar. You have to dan the tzad that you might be an Azat Tameh. What's the Gemara's kasha? Kol Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Meichi Yafinu. What's the Makar to Safek Tumah? Mi Soita. We're learning from Soita. Mas Soita by Yovin Avela. It's just like the Safek Tumah B'rishus HaYachid of the Soita involves how many people too? It's the Bible and the Novellas. I've called Safek Tumah B'rishus HaYachid going to Ikebe Trey. So too, you learn from there that when do you have the halacha of Safek Tumah B'rishus HaYachid? When there's two people. Aval Hacha. But over here in our Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim V'hai Dekoy Gabeyoin Hotlasa Havo. Over here, how many people do you have? You have three people. You have the two Nazirim, plus you have this one person. And if that's the case, Havalei Safek Tumah B'rishus HaRabim, it should make it into a Safek Tumah B'rishus HaRabim. V'chol Safek Tumah B'rishus HaRabim. Tzvei Goytah. Tahar. So if you Gemara Kasha, I don't understand why there's a problem with Safik Tum in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Safik Tum in Rishus HaRabim. You're going to say, who said it was a Rishus HaRabim? Mechatesa, this happened on a busy street. Maybe this happened in a little vinkel somewhere. Yeah, but there's three people here. Because you have the two Nazirim, and you have this Echad, who said, Ro'isi, I saw, so 2 + 1 = 3, and if that's the case, you already have Rishus HaRabim. And how do you know three people's Rishus HaRabim? Because what's the Makar to Safik Tum and Rishus HaYachid? The Makar is Sait, and by the Sait, all you have is the Bail and the Nevelas. So you only have two people. That means if you have three people, it's already Rishus HaRabim. So afraid to come. I understand this whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me a halacha of a Safik Nazir Tameh, L'charit Safik Tumah. Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. So each one should be Becheskas that he's Tar, or based on the din of Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar, a psak din that he's Tar. And if that's the case, so what's the problem? Each one is Tar. So just go do you in his ears of Tyre. I'm a rabbi barafunas, rabbi barafunas, seba. You have to make an akimt in our Mishnah. It's talking about what the person said, Ro'isi Tumah Shenizrko Beinechem. Meaning he wasn't standing with them. He was from the Vatans. And he saw Meirochaik nearly that. One of you two people became Tomei. I just don't know which one of you is the one that became Tomei. But he wasn't there. And being that he wasn't there, so where the Tomei was Nizrak, Beinehem, there were only two people. If that's the case, it's Rishus HaYachid. Oh, Safik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid. It's Mekai Tomei. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, like he often does, Dekanami, right? That's a Ravashi move in Shas. Omer Ravashi, Dekanami. So I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? The Eini Yodeya Eze Mekem, Shema Mino. What did this person say? He said, Eini Yodeya Eze Mekem. What's the raya? So we need help from Tosfos. If you look at the top Tosfos, Tosfos says, the mashma shaloi noidaloi meyolam. The words, any idea, sound like he never knew. Mishum daloi hava behem, because he wasn't with them. What could have it said? Midaloi toni shochachti. If it would have said shachachti, it would have been mashma, he was there. He just doesn't remember. Any idea sounds like he never knew. Why did he know? The teretz is, he didn't know because he wasn't there. So if he wasn't there, how does he know? He saw it from far. But the point is that if he was there, it's not mistaber that he would have never known. It's mistaber he would have known. So what would have been the Safik? Shachachti. But the Mishnah doesn't say Shachachti. The Mishnah says, Eini Yodeya. So Rav Ashi held, that was a diik to Rabbi Barav Hunas Teretz. That is, we're talking about it wasn't there. If he wasn't there, this is a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. Because it's a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, it's for that reason the halacha is, Sveikai Tamei. Either way, we're going to get back to the Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid and B'Shus HaRabim component of the sugya, but now we have another omid of Gishmak Gemara to learn. Zok the Gemara weiter, Megalchin Umavi. So what did the Mishnah say? Two Nazirim, each one has a Safik that he might be Tumah. So what do? You wait 30 days, each one does a Teglachas, and the Teglachas could be done, Memanavshach, the one that's an Azatar, so it's time to do his Teglachas. He completed his Naziris. The one that's Nazir Tomei also has to do a Teglachas, albeit a Teglachas of Tumah. Granted, he could have done it a few weeks ago, but he thought he might be a Nazir Tar. And as a result, he had to wait. Good. Now they can both do a Teglachas. They also have to bring Karbanas. One has to bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tar. The other has to bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tomei. So you'll bring both sets of Karbanas. You'll make it tonight, or you won't make it tonight. And whoever's supposed to get which carbon, will get the carbon he's supposed to get. Then you're going to wait another 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, you're going to bring another set of carbonas. This time only one set of carbonas. Which one? The Naziris of Tyre. Why? Because the Nazir that was Tar, he completed his Naziris 30 days ago. The one that was Tameh, needs to complete his Naziris now. You bring the one set, and again, you make it tonight, you don't make it tonight, and whoever that Nazir Tar is going to end up getting his carbonas. The Gemara makes an assumption in the Mishnah that's really not Mefurish in the Mishnah. And it's based on that assumption that we're going to have, the Amud Gemara that we're going to have, and really a little bit of digression that we're going to have in the next daf or two. And that is, it's mashma that at the end of the second 30 days, both Nazirim are going to do another Teglachas. And the reason they would both do another Teglachas is because each one has a suffix that he might be the Nazir Tahar. And whoever is the Nazir Tahar has to do a Teglachas, his Teglachas the mitzvah. And he's going to now also bring his Karbanas. So you're going to bring one set of Karbanas, which will be Oila to whoever the Nazir Tahar is, but you can't do one Teglachas on one of the two people and say whoever's the Nazir Tahar, he's the one that gets the Teglachas. Right? Doesn't work that way. So each one of these Nazirim is going to have to get his own Teglachas. So basically, if two people are going to walk in, they're each going to get a Teglachas. Freit Gemara. How could you do that? How could each person get the Teglachas? Let's speak it Balpeh first. Doing a Teglachas means that we're going to have to cut off all the hair on the Nazir's head. Cutting off all the hair on the Nazir's head means that we're going to have to cut off the payas also. There's a lav in the Torah, Leisakifu Pas Roshchem. And if that's the case, how could these two Nazirim enter into a situation where there's a Sofik Issa Dairaisa, not a Sofik Tumah, there's a Sofik Issa Dairaisa, even if you do this in Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem, right? So how could each person enter himself into a Sofik of the Issa Leisakifu Pas Roshchem? Isn't that an Issa Dairaisa? Now the emphasis, it never said in the Mishnah that they're going to both do a Teglachas. Maybe they won't do a Teglachas. Teglachas is not Ma'akiv. Only Rabbi Eliezer holds Teglachas as Ma'akiv. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So as a result, it's not Muchach they're going to do a Teglachas. But from the Gemara's Kasha, read the Noister Rishonin, it's Mashma that, not Mashma, it's Muchach that the Gemara held that it's Mashma from the Mishnah that each one is going to do a Teglachas, which leads to the problem and the sugya of payas. Sokta Gemara, v'amai. I don't understand how each person could do a second teglachas. Again, doesn't say in the Mishnah they could, but we're making this assumption that how could they each do it? Dil malav tmei and inun. One of them is not tamei. Vika ovid hakofa. And the one that's not tamei is doing a second teglachas that he has no right to do. Meaning the one that was the nazar tamei. So the first teglachas he did was the teglachas of tumah. The second teglachas he's doing is the teglachas of taira. He has no problem. The problem is one of them was not tamei. And the one that wasn't Tomei, his original Teglachas was the Teglachas of Taira. Hainti's nisht another. So if today's not another, how is he allowed to do it? Oh, Mashmul, so Shmul said it Teretz. You have to say that the Mishnah is talking about either Be'isha, either we're talking about a woman. A woman could be a Nazira, just like a man can. Ish o Isha ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazal Hashem. A woman could also be a Nazira. She doesn't have an Isser to cut her payas. As a result, it's talking about a woman, so there's no problem. Or the Katan. It could be it's talking about a Katan. So what does it mean, Katan? So we had the sugya of Ish Madras Benoi Benazir, the parish of Katan, where maybe it has to be of the age of Chinuch, right, that we spoke about, Chalik Shrebech and Rishlakish, Taisiantif, etc., Kerneira. But Taisva says more Pasha. Taisva says that what it means is we're talking about a Katan who's a Mufla Samachlish. And a Mufla Samachlish, the sugya is coming up in a few days, but the Mufla Samachlish is a Katan who, although he's not bar mitzvah yet, so he doesn't count for a minion, and he doesn't put on tefillin, but at the same time, this Katan has the ability to make Nadarim. And if you can make Nadarim, you can make Nazirios as well. But the point is, a Katan is not a bar mitzvah, because he's not a bar mitzvah, so he doesn't have the halacha of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roshchem. At the same time, his Nadarim on Nadarim. So you have two possible hechatimses. Either an Isha, who could become a Nazira, who doesn't have the Isapeis, or a Katan, who's a Mufla, that's Samachlish, he also could, who also doesn't have the Isapeis. Zok to Gemara. L'chari, we could be Medayik from Shmuel, from what Shmuel didn't say. Very important halacha in the sugya peis, and that is, why didn't Shmuel say v'loikma begadol that it's talking about two regular nazirim v'hakafas kol haresh loishma hakafa, and the reason there's no problem v'leisakifu pas reishchem is because the nazir doesn't only cut off his peis, the nazir cuts off all the hair on his head. Maybe if he cuts off all the hair on his head, there shouldn't be an iser v'leisakifu pas reishchem. And then this is a big shayla in Shas. Hakafas kol haresh, ma hakafa loish ma hakafa. We've seen it already earlier in the Masechta. But this is a big shayla. Could be the issa payas is dafka, if a yid leaves his hair, he dafka cuts the payas. But maybe someone that cuts all the hair on his head, there's a tzad to say, because what's the taich of leisakifu pas roishchem? Don't be makif the payas. Don't cut the payas only. But it could be if you're cutting off all your hair, so you're not being makif the payas, you're being makif kol haresh. Could be that's not the cheftz of the issa payas. But says the Gemara, mitlei meikam lachi, from the fact that Shmuel didn't say that, Shma aminah kasava Shmuel, you see from it that Shmuel holds hakafas kol haresh, Shma hakafas. Meaning from the fact that Shmuel had to come on to an aikimta, and he had to say that we're talking about an isha or a katan to somehow get away from the Issa Peis, so he said, there was no other Eitzah. Why didn't he say simply that this is not even a Sugya Peis? Because it's Hakafas Kol HaRosh. Must be Shmuel Shita is that Hakafas Kol HaRosh is Shma Hakafas. Zoktimar, Marzutra Masl Lahad Shmaita the Shmuel HaSefer. Marzutra had Shmuel's comment, not on our Mishnah, but on the Sefer. That's the next Mishnah. A Mishnah we're familiar with. Nazar Shayu Tami B'Safik and Bufcha B'Safik. A Nazar that had a Safik if he was Tami Tumas Meis. He had a Safik if he was a Mitzayra Muchlet. So what's the Halacha? He waits 60 days and then he's able to eat kachin. Umegaleach dalit, he does four different umegaleach dalit tiglachos, and he has to do four different tiglachos. Now, on that Mishnah, which this is a super abbreviated version of it, we went through the extended version the other day, but that person is a Safik, he might be Tomei Tomas Meis, he might be a Metzorim Mochlet, he's Vaday a Nazir, he ends up doing four Teklachases. And it's over there that Shmuel asked the Kasha that we have, that he asked on our Mishnah, and that is, how could he do four Teklachases? What if he's not a Metzorim Mochlet? What if he's not Tomei Tomas Meis? Then he only has a right to do one. He's doing three Teklachases Misafik. Each one of these Teklachases involves cutting off your bayis. He's not allowed to cut off his bayis. And what did Shmuel say? It's talking about either that person was an Isha or that person was a Katan. And over there, Zokti Gemara, V'loikma, why did Shmuel have to make that a Kinto? Just say Pashit. It's a Kavas Kolarosh. The Nazir Tar, when he does his Teglachas, it's a Kavas Kolarosh. The Nazir Tomei, when he does his Teglachas, a Kavas Kolarosh. The Mitzayr, when he does the Erste Teglachas, and then the Tzveite Teglachas, also a Kavas Kolarosh. Incidentally, it's a Kavas Kol Sar Besare. But it's a Kavas Kolarosh. So all of them is a Kavas Kolarosh. So what's the problem? Elamai must be. It's because he holds Akafas Kolarosh Ma Akafa. That's why he had to make the Akimta of an Isha Harakat. One more Gemara. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna said, I'm not Kafas Akatan. If somebody cuts off the pace of a Katan, Hareyu Chayef. The Allah is, he's Chayef. Meaning, not only is somebody Chayef if he cuts off the pace of a Gadol, but if somebody cuts off the pace of a Katan, he's going to be Chayef as well. Now, this is a very big Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? It's chiddush because the cotton's not a bar mitzvah. So if a cotton's not a bar mitzvah, what did you do wrong? Somebody cut off the pace of a cotton. Why shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha of Rav Huna. But the short answer is that when it says in the Torah, Leisakifu pas roishchem, it's referring sight to the nikif, meaning sight to the person that's sitting in the barber's chair, and to the makif, the barber himself. It's not just the nikif whose pace is being cut off that has the iser. It's the makiv as well. And if that's the case, there's malkin to say that if the makiv is a gadol, even if the nikiv is a katan, it's going to be a problem. That is Rafuna Shita. Rafuna holds a makiv as a katan, hareyu chayev. Zok to Gemara, omalei Rav Ada bar Ahava the Rafuna. So Rav Ada bar Ahava told Rav Huna, v'didach man megalach lohin. So he says, I don't understand. If you hold that a makiv as a katan is chayev, so he said, who's is the one that cuts off the payas of your children? Now, who said that Rav Huna's sons didn't have any payas. So if you look in the Rosh says, quote, Shayu Regilin Shaloy Lashayer Payos Kishayu Megalchin Roy Shaktana. Because the minute was when they would do a Teglachas for their children that were Ketanim, they didn't leave payas. Either way, no pshat in that minute. But the bottom line is, Rav Adar told Rav Huna, I understand. Who gives your children a haircut? Meaning, Bishloima, if you'll tell me a makif is a katan is potter, okay, so what's the problem? But if you hold a makif is a katan is chayiv, who does it? Amalei, so Rav Huna told Rav Adar, have a chayva. It's my wife. Her name was Chayva, and she's the one that does it. The Rosh says, Kach Shem Eshes Rav Huna. Her name was Chayva. But either way, Chayva is the one that does it. So Rav Ada bar Ahava told Rav Huna, Tikberinun Chayva Lebnei? What, you're not worried that Chayva, because of this Aveira that she's doing, is going to have to bury her children? Like, you're not worried about the repercussions and the consequences of doing like this? And the Gemara says it was Kishgoga Sheyotza Melifnei Hashalot, and Kulei Shnei de Rav Ada bar Ahava Lo Yikaim Lezar de Rav Huna. That because of what came out of the mouth of Rav Ada bar Ahava, Rav Huna Nebuch, his children died as long as Rav Ada bar Ahava was alive. I mean, Kulei Shnei de Rav Ada bar Ahava. Once Rav Ada bar Ahava passed away, then this whole Indian already went away. But the bottom line is, just because of what he said, Tikberinun Chayva Levnei, but the bottom line is, Rav Huna held that Hamakif es Hakotan es Chayev. If that's the case, so who was the one that was cutting off the payas of all the kleine Yiddish kindlech? It must have been the women. And it's for that reason it was okay. Now, Rav Ada bar Ahava lived in the same world Rav Huna did, where it seems like the children, for whatever reason, didn't have payas. So if that's the case, what Rav Ada bar Ahava hold? Meaning, according to him, who was the one that was cutting off the payas? So the Gemara doesn't speak it out. But it's obvious. It's because he was chaylik with Rav Huna. He holds a makiv es hakatan is potter. Thus says, according to Rav Ada bar Ahava, it's only the nikif that's the problem. Or, but only the nikif is a gadol, is there a problem? But to the extent that you're dealing with a nikif that's a katan, there's no halacha of a makiv as a katan is going to be chayiv. So there's no issue bichlal, there's no loisase of loisakifu pas reishchem when it comes to cutting off the pace of a katan. Rav Huna was chayiv. Rav Huna held a makiv as a katan is chayiv. How then was it okay for them to cut off the pace of the katanim? It must be the women used to do it. In other words, he has a chiddush that a woman does not have the iser of lo yisakifu pas reishchem. So really what emerges is, this is a segue to the last Gemara we're going to learn, that Sai Rav Huna and Sai Rav Ada bar Ahava are saying a chiddush in the sugya of lo yisakifu pas reishchem. Rav Ada bar Ahava's chiddush is that a makif as a katan is potter. Rav Huna's chiddush is that a woman does not have the isur leisakifu pasra ishchem. It's muchach they both held a chiddush because in the metzias there was a chiddush that was taking place, and that is somebody was taking off the payas of the children, and who was doing it? That's the question. So there's really two ways that you could have gone, and the Barahava, Rav Huna, were chaylik in what the mahalach was. Rav the Barahava held anyone was able to do it. You're being makif. Teretz is a makif zakatan is potter. Rav Huna held no, a makif zakatan that's a mischayev, but it was dafka the women that were doing it. Zokti gemar mechti. Chavayu spiul hakofas kol haroish mahakofa. Both Rav Huna and Rav the Barahava must have held, like Shmuel held in the previous Gemara, that hakofas kol haroish shma hakofa. How do you know that? I mean, where do you see that they both held that hakofas kol haroish shma hakofa? Because it seems that the mitzias of the children not having payas wasn't just payas that they would cut off, but really they would be makif kol haroish. They would cut off all the hair on their head. And if they were still having the shayla of how this was able to get done, zoysay meres hakofas kol haroish shma hakofa. But Michael Mifuki, what then is the machloikis? Meaning, Rav Huna holds that be'etzem a makif zakatan is chayav, but the women were able to do it. Whereas Rav Adi Barahava held that there's no difference between a man and a woman. It's just that makif zakatan is potter. What's the svara and what's underlying this machloikis? Rav Huna of Rav Huna holds. It says in the Torah leisakifu pas roichem, and right next to it it says v'leisashches es pas zikonecha. What we do is we're makish these two isurim. Kol sheyesh loy hashchasa yesh loy hakafa. Anyone that shaykh to the lav of a leisashchis as pasikonecho also is shaykh to the lav of leisakifu pasroishchem. Hani nashi hoy v'lesnu bashchasa. So being that they don't have the isur of hashchasa zokin lesnu nami bakafa, they don't have the isur of hakafa either. And therefore, even though makiv zakatan is chay, but a woman is excluded from that whole isur. Rabbi Barahava, so Rabbi Barahava holds echad amakiv ve'echad hanikiv b'mashma. He had a different formulation. He held that when it says the Torah leisakifu pasroishchem, it's mashma side the makif, side the nikif. The iskish makif le nikif, and when makish the makif to the nikif. Kol heicha the nikif mechayev makif nami mechayev. Whenever the nikif would be chayev, the makif is chayev. High katan, however, who gufei la baroinchinu? Being that a katan is not a baroinchin, the mechayev makif nami loy mechayev. Being that he is not a baroinchin to be chayev, so too the makif wouldn't be chayev as well. And that's his makar, that a makif is a katan is potter, because when makish the makif to the nikif, wherever the nikif would be chayev, the makif would be chayev. A katan as a nikif wouldn't be chayev because he's not a baroinchin. So too, if someone is makif as a katan, he wouldn't be chayev either. So the bottom line is, we have Rav Huna's chiddush that noshim are excluded from leisakifu pas roishchem. We have Rav Adi Barahava's chiddush that makif as a katan is potter. The Gemara just said what each one's makar is respectively. The makar to Rav Huna is that there's a hekesh between leisakifu pas roishchem and leisashchis as pasiganecha. Being that women don't have a leisashchis as pasiganecha, so too they don't have leisakifu pas roishchem. Whereas Rav Adi Barahava's makar is leisakifu pas roishchem is the makar to makif and nikif. So whenever the nikif is over an issa, then the makif is over an issa. However, a katan, being that as a nikif, there's no problem. So if someone's makif is a katan, even though you the makif are a gadol, and the makif has this, there's no question about that. But a makif is a katan, right? Rav Adi Barahava holds a makif is chayiv. It's just a makif is a katan that's potter. And the reason is because being that the nikif in this case is going to be potter, so too the makif is going to be potter as well. So as it relates to Reish, Mara's daf is going to get into the sugyas of Loisakifu Pasroishchem, the next daf, also Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa'inyan. But just one ha'ara regarding the first part of today's daf, and that is the halachis of Safik Tumo B'Shus Hayachit Sveikoy Tane, and Safik Tumo B'Shus Harabim Sveikoy Tane. So again, ordinarily, when there's a shayla of Safik, the rule is, the short rule, Sveika de Raisa Lachumra, Sveika de Rabbana Lakula. Even when there's a Sveika de Raisa, if you have a Svek Sveika, Talach is you go Lakula. However, when it comes to Safik Tumma, the Shulchan Aruch is different. Safik Tumma, what matters is whether this Tumma is in a Rishos HaYachid or whether this Tumma is in a Rishos HaRab. Safik Tumma, Rishos HaYachid, Sveika Itame. Even if it's a Svek Sveika, called Safik Shatu Yochel Harbois, Talach is still going to be Sveika Itame. Safik Tumma Brishus Harabim, even if it's only one Safik, and even if it's a Sveika Deiraisa, the halach is that it's going to be taught. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Mitzvah that we've referred to many, many times, it's the Mitzvah of Shlo Yitama Koyin Hedyet B'meis. It's very, very long. And this is in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, just to give you an idea of how long it is. Says the Michas Chinuch that I had a Safik, Vihine. said, I'm not afraid to write about something that I'm not sure of. Even though, it could be what I'm not sure about might be a davar pasha, l'misha baki b'shas, v'sich loy bari. Ach ish kamoini loy evo ish lichtoiv mashen estopically. But somebody like me, chshem zichnish, to write something that I myself am not sure about. And then the Michas Chinuch goes on to show incredible brilliance. Tzayin koyach ha-pilpul, and tzayin oike horim, and tzayin sinai. And then at the end of this very, very long shtickle, he says, kach nirali va'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun. He says, I'm learning now more bekiyas, this is more shitchiyistik, I'm doing the daf. And as a result, I'm not holding mamish in the inyan, sa'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun. Therefore, I'm not 100% sure. But this is my suffix. And this is a classic, classic Michas Chinuch shayl. Said the Michas Chinuch, we know that Allah is Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tumah, even Sveik Sveik. And Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveiki Tor, even one Sofik. And this is a Chiddush, because ordinarily Sveiki Dei Raisa is L'Chumra always when it's one Sofik, and Sveik Sveika is L'Kula always when it's two Sveikis. But when it comes to Sofik Tumah, the Shulchan Aruch is different. So says the Michas Chinuch, what's the Halacha with regards to a Kohen or a Nazir who are not allowed to be metame to a mace? Could a kohen v'nazir be metame to a sofik tuma, or not be metame to a sofik tuma? And really, the shaila is on two levels. Sofik tuma b'rshus hayachid is sveikoy tam. If that's the case, it would be poshit that a kohen has no gerech to go l'chadchila l'shem yichud to be metame right now to sofik tuma. To sveikoy day raisa. And Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaYachid is Sveikei Tumah. But what would be when you have a Svek Sveikah by a Sofik Tumah? Svek Sveikah by Sofik Tumah called Sofik Shatu Yochel HaHarbois. What's the halacha? Is Sveikei Tumah. But ordinarily, when it comes to Issa V'Heter, what's the halacha when you have a Svek Sveikah? Svek Sveikah, you're always allowed to go to Kula. So says the Michas Chinuch, what's the halacha? Could a Koyein go L'Chadchila and enter a room, let's say, where there's a svek sveika of tuma, when it's in a rishos hayachid or not? Mitzad echad, sofik tuma rishos hayachid is sveikei tuma. And if that's the case, the sofik tuma should paskin, it should be machriya, that there's tuma in this room. And if there's tuma in this room, so the kohen is not allowed to walk into a noil ames. He can't walk into a room with his tuma. However, this could be, as it relates to the isure kohuna, that's a shayla of it's a shiloh whether you have the lav of loyotama, you don't have the lav of loyotama. And every time you have a suffix iser, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if there's one suffix, you go to chumra, but if there's two sveikas, even by dairaisa, you go to kula. So if a kohen wants to walk into a room where there's a svek sveik of this tumas meis, could be it's more different because it's no different than any svek sveikah. If you had a sandwich in front of you and it's a svek sveikah right now, whether it's kosher or not kosher, you wash. You three times each hand, you wipe your hands, you make a bracha, you eat it, you bench, right? What's the shayla? You're allowed to do it, because that's the halacha of svek sveika. So kubi l'chadchil would be allowed to walk into the room. What's the tzad? Not because it's sofik tumma. And sofik tumma b'shus hayachid, even b'svek sveika, the halacha is tumma. So it could be once we paskin with machriya, that this is a shayla of sofik tumma, maybe you wouldn't be able to do it. So the shayla would be l'idach gis as well. What happens if you have sofik tumma b'shus harabu? Three people. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabah. Could a Kohen walk into a Matziv L'chadchila where there's a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabah? Mitzad Echad, you would say, Avadi, you should be able to. Why not? Because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabah is Sveikei Tumah. So if the Halchra is that there's no Tumas Meis over here, so what's the problem? Walk in. But maybe, says the Michas Chinuch, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabah is only a vifl with shadaning whether it is Tumah here or not. So it could be the Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim paskins that if you're going to walk in, you're not going to be Tumah. But as it relates to the Sofik Iser of the Kohen, maybe it's going to be a problem. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch Shaila is that do we say that the Gedorim and the rules and regulations of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachin and Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim paskin legamri whether there's Tumah here or there's not Tumah here? And if that's the case, it's mistaber that it would be Negeya. Not only is the person Tameh or Tahar, but it would be Negeya all these surim that are Nezeya from whether this Tumah or not Tumah. The Marshal, the Sugis of Kohen and Nazir, the Sugis that we're learning. Or it could be the Halachas of Sofik Tumah, Shos Ayachas, of Tumah, Shos Rabim, is Negeya whether you're Tameh or Tahar. That's where it's Negeya. It's Negeya whether you're Tameh or Tahar. But what is Negeya whether or not there's Tumah klapei the isurim, maybe you have to reckon that there's tumah in the suffix tumah b'shus harabim, and maybe you have a right to reckon that there's no tumah v'sus negei the svek sveker b'shus hayachid. And the Mechas Chinuch's disclaimer, by the way, is he says, listen, if you hold its pashit, gizum tehet. Could be. He said, like, I'm not masha any idea. I'm sure of a pashit. Yeah, he knew that people were gonna say pashit. Come on, what's the shaila? Mechas Chinuch preempted it. That's his whole akdom. Ach ish kamoini loy evish lichtei masha nistapically. He says, what should I tell you? I don't know. To me it's a suffix. I understand all the London think it's pashit. He said, Abba ich bin zichet. To me it's a little bit of a suffix. And he says, I'm learning Bekiyas now. And as a result, he says, I'm not 100% sure what the achra is gonna be. Zok to Mechas Chinuch. In Svara, it's mistaber. It's mistaber that really the iser and the hetter component of Safik Tumah should be taller and whether or not you're going to be Tumah Yatar. Again, he's not 100% sure, but he says in Svar it's mistaber that way. Why? Because if you look carefully in the Pesukei HaTorah, the Torah says a Kohen is not allowed to do what? Lo Yitama. A Noz is not allowed to do what? Lo Yitama. He can make himself Tumah. It's mashma a little bit that the iser is not don't be Negeya B'meis. This is don't be in an oil amaze, even though there is a pasuk in the Torah, kol nefesh meis lo yavoy. But it sounds like from the lo yitamla that it says in the Torah that the nekuda so iser is don't make yourself tame. And if that's the case, if we have this halacha l'moish misinai, or we have this halacha from Soita, that sofik tumeh b'shus hayachid called sofik shati yachal harbeis is going to be tameh. So at the end of the day, even though in din there's a svek sveka here, about cheptaf and tumeh there is, and you're going to be tameh, and the iser of the koyin is lo yitamla. And the same is true regarding the Shusar Rabbim. Even though it's true, but it's chat sveka. So if it's one safi, you should say that it's sveka day raisa l'chumra. But that, this coin, will he be tummy? Of course not. He'll zicha be tar. There's no shayla whether he'll be tummy or tar. Alzen nema safik tummy shusayachit safik tummy shusar Rabbim. The question is, how does that impact the Isser? So Dr. Mechas Chinuch, that being that when the Torah stelled back the Isser, the Torah said, don't be metama. So it's ma'id mistabra then, that at the end of the day, if you're going to be tummy, you have the Isser. And if you're not going to be tummy, then you shouldn't have the Isser. But the Mechas Chinuch says that even if that's true, I still have a suffix. I still have a suffix. Why? Because you can still clear what would be as it relates to derivative isurim that come about from the tumah. So for example, what would be if you have a suffix soita? Let's go mamish to the source of suffix tumah. You have a suffix soita. The halacha is, being that the suffix happened b'shus ha-yachid, sveikoi, ta-meh, that is the makarta suffix tumah b'shus ha-yachid, sveikoi, ta-meh. What would be if a koyin right now was boiled this suffix soita? Does she have a din of a zoina, klapi the koyin? Would he get malchus right now for being over the iser of being boil a zoina? Yitzarechad, you would say, yeah, because we're paskining right now that she is a vadai tome. If that's the case, she has a din of a zoina. Sofik tum b'shusayachit sveikoi tome. Tumek sibba karayis, as a result, there would be a tumah. Obezok to Mechas Chinuch, I'm not 100% sure. It could be that the whole sack of Sofik tumah b'shus hayachid is only negeya the tumah shabbai. But what's negeya, anything that's going to come about as a result of that, that's not going to be negeya. Now, if it's only one Sofik, it's not a shayla, because anyways, it'd be a sveka deraisa. Where it'd be negeya is if it's a svek sveka. So you have two svekas, as it relates to the soita called Sofik shati yachal harbois. So she's going to be gepaskin that she's tumah. What about a koyin right now that was over this? Does she have a din zayna? Does she not have a din zayna? Could be it's only negated the iser tumah. Now this is already different than the shayla as it relates to the kohen. Why? Because when the Torah says that a kohen is not allowed to be boil a zayna, it doesn't say tumah. It says zayna. Because we assume tumah based on suffik tumah b'shus hayochid afilu b'svek sveka. That's why she gets a din zayna. Behind what's negated the kohen is, does she have a shem zayna or not? It could be suffik tumah doesn't give you a shem zayna. A shem tumah gives you. So what's negated? This a koyin, this a nazar, which is tali in. Did you become tame and akus the Torah said lo yitama? So over there already, you can hear that maybe you can't be mechalik, maybe you can't spalt, you can't bifurcate. Obevas is negated the shem zayna, doesn't shine up as under the shmuz. Because of Sofik Tumah, she now gets a din zayna. Whether or not the koyin's going to get malchus for this beer is tali in the isra zayna, not isra zayna. Could be where it's a svek sveki, not going to have dalach. Or maybe not. One svek sveka paskins because of Sofik Tumah, b'shos hayachid, that she was nivela. So now she's a vaday zayna. Once she's a vaday zayna, the kohen. This is all included in the suffix. The Maaseh Mechas Chinuch says toich dvarav that as it relates to the second shayla, if a kohen is boil a suffix soita, whether he would get malchus b'kai gavna where it was a svek sveka, he says shuv herali talmidi shebeshev shmeitzer. That he talks a little bit about this. And one of my Talmidim, he said, show me that this is Mefurish in the Shev. Who is the Shev Shmeitzah? The Baal Ksois HaChoshen. And the Baal Ksois HaChoshen, the Shev Shmeitzah said this. And he has a whole little bit of an Arichas. V'hirgish b'mashe kosafti, v'hiniyani shekivanti l'daitoi haroma b'ezes Hashem Yisbar. A lot of anov in this Menchas Chinuch. But the bottom line is, this was this epic Shailun of Menchas Chinuch. And that is Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaYachid Tzvekoi Tomei Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRabin Tzvekoi Tomei Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaYachid Tzvekoi Tomei. Even if there's a Svek Svek, how does that impact Yisurei Kohuna and Yisurei Naziris? Could a Kohen and a Nazir walk into a situation where there's a Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaYachid B'Kai Gamna where it's a Svek Sveka? What would be the Tzad not? Because Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaYachid Tzvekoi Tomei even by Svek Svek. What would be the Tzad? Yeah, because it could be the whole din of Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaYachid Tzvekoi Tomei is only negay whether he's Tomei or Tar. But since negay the Isser, what's negay Isurim? Al Zeh Ne'amar Mishpatei HaTayr Svek Svek. He always go Lekula. The same shy will be in the reverse. Could a Kohen walk in Lechatchila to a Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRab? What would be the Tzad? Yeah, Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRab Svekoi Tar. He's going to walk out Tar. So if he's going to walk out Tar, why shouldn't he be able to walk in? Could be that's only negeya whether he's Tomei Atar. Abavas is negeya whether it's mutter for him or aser for him to walk in. It could be not. This is the Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Shailos Teshuvas Har Tzvi, and this is in Yerideya, Simin Reish Pei Gimel. He wanted to say a Merdeg Chiddush. He was asked a Shaila, I'll read it inside, the Veis HaSefer, sounds like a university, Shemachzikim Sham Gulgoyla Shal Meis, where you have corpses, skulls of a mace. Im Koyin Rashohi Li Koneis L'cheder HaSomuch L'cheder Zer. Could a Koyin walk in, not to the room where the mace is, but rather into a room that's adjacent to V'Pesach Beinayim Sogu B'Delas, when the door between them is going to be closed. In other words, Rav Tzvi Pesach was asked whether somebody can study in university where there's also a medical school, so that he's going to be in the same building where there are dead bodies which are being studied by the medical students, whether that's going to be an issue or that's not going to be an issue. Now, just as a disclaimer, this is not the same Shaila that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote about in his tshuva, his very, very sharp tshuva to Rav Shimon Schwab. He was discussing Kehanim going to medical school, where they themselves are going to be in the same room, Sai Ba'oil, and even B'magu, B'masa, together with a mace. That Rav Moshe held fire and brimstone was a problem. This is a little bit of a different Shaila. This Shaila, this student is in law school. He's gradually going to be under the same roof as a medical school. And as a result, there's going to be Gulgoylas Shal Meis there. And the question is, could he be there or could he not be there? And this is more kuludig, number one, because you're only dealing with oil. And number two, you're not even in the same room. And because you're not in the same room, so there are different etzes that maybe you shouldn't be able to cheshben. Al-Koponim, Rav Hirsch Pesach sat down and he wrote a tshuva. And Ruba de Ruba of this tshuva, Ruba de Ruba ben Benoy Shal Ruba, of this tshuva discusses Michas Chinuch Shaila. Says that I have a starke tzad maybe to be mekel. And the reason I have a starke tzad to be mekel is because the emes is, even though it's poshet that there is a mace in this university, right? They store this. This is something that they haven't stocked because they need this for the students. But at the same time, he says, roiv of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer, this must have not been in Eretz Yisrael, most of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer are in a Yehudim. And there's a very, very starke tzad that kivrei Yaakov anat metama boil. The Rambam Shita. But the point is that there's definitely a very, very stark tzad that all you're dealing with over here is this Kivrei Yaakov. And he says, even if you want to tell me it's not roiv, he says, because I can't ascertain for sure that it's a roiv, oh, but midei sveika lo nafka. It's for sure at best only a safek. Said Rav Tzvi Pesach, a university is a Rishus HaRabim. How do I know it's a Rishus HaRabim? Because the definition of Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim is three people. Kimavur b'mesechtes nozer daf nun zayin. And if that's the case, it's for sure a Rishus HaRabim. And Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim, the Michas Chinuch has a tzad, Svei Goy Tar, even as it relates to the Isurei Goyen. And if that's the case, a Koyen Lechatchila would be allowed to walk into a room where there's only a Sofik, maybe this Tomas Meis there, based on the Halach of Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim. That was the Rav Tzvi Pesach's. Now, the Michas Chinuch wrote it, not learning Be'in, just B'derech Agav, a fleeting Ha'ara, where he's mefalfel in Gan's Shas. Rav Tzvi Pesach was writing a tshuva. So Rav Tzvi Pesach had a come to a little bit of a hachra. So he's mafal for a little bit, and he mentions two marmakaimas that I think are kedai mention very, very quickly. The first one is one of the really important gemaras in the sugyas of Ahalas, and that is, it's a gemara mesech, this brachas, daf yotes amadeis. Omer Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik said, medalgin hayinu al gabi anoyna shal meisen, likreis malchi Yisrael. We used to run towards the Malchi Yisrael. Whenever we heard the king was in town, so we used to run, but we didn't just run, we used to spring. Medalgin hayinu. Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik was a kohen, and he said we would jump over even the Aroina Shalmeisim. V'loy likris Malchi Yisrael b'vad, el afilu likris Malchi Uma Yisraelim. We used to do it even for the Malchi Uma Yisraelim. Either way, the Gemara asks Akasha, how are you allowed to do that? I mean, Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik is saying a lot of pashtas. We heard the king was in town. We were so excited. We would run to get a glimpse of the king, even the Malchi Uma Yisraelim, and we would even jump al gabi Aroina Shalmeisim. How can you run, jump al gabi Aroina Shalmeisim? Freit the Gemara. What's the Eitzel? You'll tell me covered Malachim, right? That's the terrace. Oh, be'in chochma, in tfuna, ve'in Eitzel, in Eged Hashem. It's very nice. Covered Malachim, covered Abriyas, all the covets that you have. But when it comes to covered Hashem, in chochma, ve'in tfuna, ve'in Eitzel, in Eged Hashem. And for the Gemara, could the Rava. The terrace is something Rava said. Oh, my Rava. Rava said, Var Torah, oil. Every time you have an oil, if you have an oil and there's a mace inside the oil, if there's a chalal tefach, right, there's a gap of a tefach between the mace and where the oil is, so the halach is it's choytzeitz mifnei atum. If there's no chalal tefach, ain't no choytzeitz mifnei atum. The roiv aroinos, says the Gemara, most aroinos yesh behem chalal tefach, have this chalal tefach. So really, most aroinos is not a problem anyways. A kohen could jump over an arm. Why would a kohen not be able to jump over an arm? What would be the problem? The problem would be because there's a mace inside the arin. Well, in most cases, it's not an issue. The reason is because in most cases, you have the chalal tefach. If you have the chalal tefach, so the mace is boxed in the coffin, literally, and spiritually and figuratively, and as a result, there's no tumah that's being baikei on top of it. Why then could a kohen not walk over an arin amaze? The gods are al sheyesh behem mishum sheim behem. Because Chazal made a gzeira because of the miyat. Umishum kovid malachim like gods burabah. Being that this was only a shayla of kovid malachim wasn't a problem. Says Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik said, we used to spring over to go and run to see the kats kovid malachim over that arin amaze. How were they able to do it? You're running into a situation being malal amaze. The terrace is not a problem. You know, it's not a problem because of roiv. Because roiv aroin is anyways is not an issue. It's only a shayla of a miyat. Oh, it's only a shayla of a miyat. It's a based on a meat, it's not a problem. Zok to know you Yehuda in Slach, right here in this Gemara, Brachas Daf Yotes Amud Beis. It said, why did the Gemara have to say that Roiv Aroinos, that most of the Aroinos were okay? Why couldn't you just say some of the Aroinos were okay? Just say some of the Aroinos. Zok to know you Yehuda. You're going to tell me it's Pasha. Because if only some of the Aroinos have this Chalal Tefach, but others don't, then it would be a Safik. And what's the halacha when you have a safik? You go l'chumra, safik d'arayis l'chumra. So based on safik, it would be a problem. Where were these aroinus? They were in Rishus HaRab and were springing over these aroinus. Where? Because this person was stuck in the morgue? No. Because he's running outside. He's mamish, he's on Rechov, Shmuel HaNavi. I don't know where he is. He's running to see the king. So they're jumping over right now to go see. So it's in Rishus HaRab. So if it's a safik, it'd be safik tumi b'shus HaRab. So why do you need roiv? It's not the Yehuda's kash. Why do you need roiv aroinus? Say, Pasha, it was a Suffolk. Even without a roif, Suffolk should be enough. Because Suffolk tumah b'shus harabim is veikaitar. Zok de noy de b'Yehuda. You have to say that even though it's true that Suffolk tumah b'shus harabim is sveikaitar, however, over here, we're not handling whether they became Tomei or Tahar. We're handling whether it was Mutter or Aser. And as it's Negeya, Mutter or Aser, this is Kishar Sveika Shebe Torah. And every single suffering of the Torah, Sveika Deiraisa, you go to Chumra, and that's why here too, you would also have to go to Chumra. And the only reason it was Mutter is because there was a Roy. But if there was a Suffolk, even though the Suffolk was in a Rishus HaRabim, still you say Sveika Tahar. So still you would, even, and Sveika is Tahar, but still it would have been Aser. So, Rabbi Hirsch Pesach, it's a Mefurish and Oida B'Yehuda. Who named on one side, it was poshet to him. The Mechaschenich already put out the disclaimer it was going to be poshet to some. That it was poshet to the Noid of Yehuda on one side in this Chakira. He bought it from this Gemara here in Brachis Daf Yutes and Edel Adiyak. But he bought it from this Gemara. Why did you need the Roiv? Poshet, you could say L'Rav Chedemilse, it's the Mitzias. But Al Koponim, to master from the Gemara, you needed the Roiv. And the reason you needed the Roiv, because had it been a Suffolk, it would have been a problem. Ayat's a Suffolk, Tumer B'Shus HaRabim. Suffolk Tumer B'Shus HaRabim only says that you're Tahar, but doesn't give you a Gerech to do that. Abizot Refersh Pesach, Dalachra Iyun. There's another Maramakim. And this Maramakim is not from the Achreinim, it's from the Rishonim. It's from a Tosfos. And I think from Tosfos it's Muchach, the other tzad in the Shaila. This Tosfos is a Mesechtes, Ksubis, Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis. Tosfos over there is discussing the halach of a Beis HaPras. So what's a Beis HaPras? Again, this is all Davar Be'itoy Matoiv, the sugyas that we're learning, Nazir. And a Beis HaPras is a Sodesh Nechrash Bakever. So there's a field, and we know once upon a time, somebody had buried one of his Krevim in this field. Since then, he plowed the field, he's growing corn there now. Okay, but once upon a time, there was a Kever there. So Chazal made a Gzeira, and Chazal said that every single Beis HaPras, a Sodesh Nechrash Bakever, a Kohen's not allowed to walk in there. It's a quintessential example of Tumah Derabanan, right? The classic example. Someone asks you, give me a case of Tumah Derabanan, Beis HaPras. That's a perfect good answer, right? So Beis HaPras would be the answer. That's your classic example. Zok Tosfos. Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, it's the last Tosfos in Perikot Isha Shen Azarmel. The next Tosfos, you're already learning Eilun Ayers. It's the last Tosfos in Isha Shen Azarmel, Ksubis Chof Ches Amid Beis. U Beis HaPras. Lahochi Habid Derabanan. Why is a Beis HaPras only a Sofik Derabanan? In other words, why is it only a Tumah Derabanan? Tais was bought. Why is Tumah Derabanan? I think it should be a Tumah Deraisa. Why? Beis HaPras, there's a legitimate issue over here. There might be a Kever here. So why is this only Derabanan? Mishum da havi Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. The reason is because it's a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. And because it's a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, therefore Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Fekai Tahar. And because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Fekai Tahar, on the Chiddush of Beis HaPras, it would have been Mutter. Tosfos held that in Svara, a Beis HaPras should be a real Sofik Tumah. Kenzachtingen maybe, but Tosfos held it was Pashat. Pashat to Tosfos. That every Beis HaPras, Be'etzim, there's a legitimate Sofik. So why then is it a Chiddush of Beis HaPras? The Teretz is because it's in a Rishus HaRabim of Beis HaPras. And Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Fekai Tahar. That's why you need the Chiddush of Beis HaPras. That's why the rabbis came. And they said that even though Be'etzim, based on the Gedorim of Tumah, this should be okay, it's going to be awesome. And I forgot about Amatiru Chacham and Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. Even though Chazal, they left it, they had no problem with Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. Hainu Hecha, Shat Tumah Mevureres, Fulay Noilad HaSofik, Elav Akroi. Upam acheres lo yitamo, avol over here. Hocha shalo oylam asada besafik leirotzu letar afagaf de midei raisatar. That over here, there's always going to be a suffix. This is not like a one off, right? You have shnei shvilim, or you have one of these situations where you have nine shots and one svardeya. Right? It's not one of these obscure. This is a field that lo oylam vaed mamish until Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come and he's going to be matayer all the tmeim. There's always going to be a shaila over here in this area, and it's for that reason Chazal didn't want to be mekel, and that's why they held and they said that even though meikra didn't suffik tumah shus rabim. But as it relates to a Beis HaPras is going to be tome. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. It comes out from Tosfos that the whole concept, the whole institution of a Beis HaPras is really a Din Derabanan. Why? Why is it a Derabanan? I mean, why is it not a Deraisa? It's because it would be a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. If that's the case, he says, we know from different places in Shas, and he quotes a Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Zayin Amalaf. Let's read that Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya, Hochem Liyurichal Nachrim, a person's allowed to go on the Yontif of the Ovdei Kechavim, Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, V'loikchemem Behema, V'avodim, V'shvachis, Badim, Sodos, Ukrom. You're allowed to buy things from them, even though really you shouldn't be able to buy, but these things you're allowed to buy. V'koysev, you could write a shtar, U'mayleber koysh alohem. You could even go to Erkuris. Mipneishu kematzal miyom. Even though all these things, so many soon going on in this one line, but it doesn't matter. Being that you're being matzal, these things, we allow you to do. V'mayikoyin. Let's say someone's a Kohen, metamba b'chutz la'aretz. He can go to chutz la'aretz, even though Kohen's not allowed to go to chutz la'aretz, right? Also, davar b'itoy. But at the same time, he can go la'arima. U'kishem she metamba b'chutz la'aretz. Just like a Kohen can go to chutz la'aretz to handle and to start buying real estate. Kach metamba b'beis ha'kvaris. He can even walk into a beis ha'kvaris. So let's say there's an opportunity to buy something, to be matzel miyodon in a beis ha'chayim. A Kohen can walk into a Beis HaKfaris. He can do it. It's so important to be Matzal B'Yadon, you can walk into a Beis HaKfaris. B'Yom Eidam, you can do Geschäft. You can go to Chutz La'aretz. You can even walk into a Beis HaKfaris. Gemara, but Beis HaKfaris, so G'daitach? No, that can't be. Right, we're pushing it a little bit. Right, you can even do that. And even that. Ketzesen Chaza Oichet. What? No, it can't be. Of course not. It's a Beis HaKfaris. Tumah Deraisa, it's a Tumah Deraisa, and for the Gemara, Ela Beis HaPras Derabanan. No, we don't mean a real Beis HaKfaris. We mean a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras where it's only a Shailah of a Derabanan. A Kohen can go into a Beis HaPras to be Matzal B'Yotan. Umetama Lisa Isha V'Lumay Teira. And he can also walk into a Beis HaPras Lumay Teira V'Lisa Isha. Zokref Tzvi Pesach, it's Mavur, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's not a Shailah, we know this, but here's a Gemara. You need a Gemara, here's a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Gemara says a Kohen's not allowed to walk into a Beis HaPras. It's usher for a Kohen to walk in to a Beis HaPras. What do you mean that the whole Beis HaPras is only a Dirabanan as it relates to a Kohen being Metama? A Beis HaPras as it relates to a Kohen being Metama is in Issa Deiraisa. Because every Beis HaPras, it's Mavurin, Toysus, and Ksubis, Daf Chav Chesam, and Beis, is really a Sveika Deiri, is it really a Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRabim. Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRabim is really a Sveika Deiraisa. But again, whether you're Tomer or Tar, you have the Klal of Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRabim. It's there that you would need the Chiddush of Beis HaPras to tell me that even though it's Sofik Tomer B'Shos HaRabim, Sveika Tar, but based on Beis HaPras, you're going to be Tomer. Abavos is Negeya, the Issa, the Heter of the Koyin, L'Chayre, if it's a regular Sofik Tumah, then it should be Asa Midairaisa. And if that's the case, there should be no difference between a Beis HaPras and a Beis HaKfaris. Again, it's Mavu in the Gemara and Erev in Daf Mem Zayin. Let's get this clear. It's Mavu in the Gemara and Erev in Daf Mem Zayin that the same Kula that you have in Beis HaPras as it relates to all Tumah, you have as it relates to a Koyin being allowed to enter Beis HaPras. A Koyin can't walk into a Beis HaKfaris, Lumay Torah, Lisa Isho, Lahatzel, Miyodan. But into a Beis HaPras, he is allowed. What's the difference? The difference is because Beis HaPras is the Rabban. But Zot Rav Tzvi Pesach, it's Muchach and Toysis, Mamish Ga'oynes. Toysis and Ksubis, Tav Chav Ches Omid Beis, that really every single Beis HaPras is a Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Geheirig Sofik Tumah. Why then do we have to come on to Beis HaPras and say that it's only a problem with the Rabbanon? It's based on the fact that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikai Tar. But if you're going to tell me that there's no Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar bin Egei the Surei Kohuna, so then Midai Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras. If Midai Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras, so there's no difference between a Beis HaPras and a Beis HaKfaris. What's Pshan in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Daf Mem Zayin. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach's Raya. So he says, you see from here that the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar was not only true with regards to whether you're Tumah or Tar, but it's also true with regards to whether the Kohen would be allowed to walk in or not be allowed to walk in. But the bottom line is that the Michas Chinuch's Gershon, the Shaila was, whether the sugya of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, say the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, B'shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar, say the Chumra of Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYachid Sveikai Tomei, even the Makom Svek Sveikai, does that apply to the Isurei Kohuna? Does that apply to the Isurei Naziris? Is Makom to say that the whole rule is only whether you're Tomei or Tar? But versus the Gei, whether I'm allowed to lechatchil be metame myself to such a situation, could be that we follow the regular Gedarim. If it's one Sofik, even if it's in a Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tomei, and if it's two Sveikis, even if it's in a Rishus HaYachid, the Halach is going to be Sveikai Tar. Michas Chinuch had this gross Sofik. He's not the more that it should be Talui in whether the Tumah is there b'metzias or not, because at the end of the day, when the Torah says the Nazir and the Kohen can't come in contact with a Mace, it doesn't say he can't come in contact with a Mace. It says he can't be Metama to a Mace. So now, Vifli, you're not going to be Metama. What really should be the problem? A Maiser of Tzvi Pesach and his Tshuva, Halacha L'Maiser, he had a Noid of Yehuda Tzlach, where from the Pashtus and the Tzlach, the Tzlach seems to say that when it comes to Sofik Tumah, we follow the regular Gedarim of Sveikis, and we don't work with Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Mitzacheni, from Toysis and the Sugya Beis HaPras, it would seem to be very, very mashma the other way. Incidentally, I saw one of the Poiskim wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah Melech, that the Mishnah Melech said, with regards to the, which Mishnah Melech? It's the same Mishnah Melech we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks regarding Mumya in Perik Gimel of Hilchos Avot, where the Mishnah Melech had the Shiloh with the Mumya. Could Kehanim trade a Mumya or not? And the Mishnah Melech wanted to make a Svek Sveika. What was the Svek Sveika? Sofik, the Shita Sayyurayim, that it could be Kivriyakim and Namatama, Filip and Magav and Masa. And the other Sofik was the Shita Sayyurayim in Perik Eloch Design Hilchos Aziris, that Kehanim was Manazet, Tmei Mesa, anyways. Mishnah Melech Shita is that their Mutter, therefore, according to Raivit, to be Matama Lachatchilo. So based on these two Shitas, he wanted to give us a Chanetz. Why did he say not? He said, because the Urayim is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah, and the Raivit is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah. So I saw that somebody wanted a Taina that I don't understand the Mishnah Melech Svek Sveika. He said, Mamanavshach. Is this in a Rishos HaYachid? The whole Mum Yishayla. Was this a Shayla in a Rishos HaYachid? So called Sveika Shatiyachal Harbah. He says, anyway, he's going to be Sveika Tomei. And if it's in a Rishos HaRabin, this mumya business, so anyways it would be mutter. So where's the negeya svek sveka? Meaning the Mishnah Melech approached this shayla the way you any poisek would approach any shayla. One sofik, two svekas, the raises, the rabbanon, das yochis. Mishnah Melech wrote a tshuva, right? This is the way he approached the shayla. What's the tshuva? Maman of shach, either it's a rishus hayochid or it's a rishus harabim. Vukup darayin svek sveka. Svek sveka is a shayla in Yisurei Torah. Vukup darayin do svek sveka. Now the emphasis is not so posh at this time. The reason it's not so posh pasha it is, because you have to know whether you say Safik Tumim Mishus HaYachid, Safik Tumim Mishus HaRabim, by Safik and Din. Could be the only time you say it is when there's a Safik in Metzias, not when it's a Safik in Din. But if you remember, on Shabbos Hizdaf, which we recorded on Friday, we said very, very fleetingly in Rabbi Vadya's Tshuva, where he talks about Kehanim taking the train to work, where they're going to go over a Beis HaKvaris, and he brings from the Malamed Lahoyel, who said over for Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan wanted to say, maybe Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, that was one of the Snifim. Now we understand a little bit better what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was saying, right? Out Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, a Koyin Kuwan could walk, and he could take the train, right? He could take the train out Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. But over there, and he wanted to make a Shtikl Svek Sveika, and he was handling Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, even in the context of Safik Din, and that was Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's grace of Chiddush, that even by Safik Din, you say, but the bottom line is that from the fact that the Mishnah Melech is handling one Safik, two Sveikas, so it could be that's a little bit of a raya that when it comes to the Surah Kahuna, you don't go with the Gedarim of Safik Tumah, but rather you treat it like you would treat a regular Safik. So what's the bottom line? Am I saying that Shuva, Ratzvi Pesach, sounds like he was working a little bit with this Eitzah. He was definitely giving it ear time, and he was open to the idea and this Kula that a Kaya maybe can walk into a place where there's a Safik, that there might be a Tumas Oil situation. Again, he's mitzarefit in his tshuva. So each shaila obviously has its unique situations. But the bottom line is, Ratzvi Pesach definitely worked with it. That could be a kula for Kehanim Bizman Hazeh to walk into public areas where there's a possibility, there's a good chance. And it sounds like in Ratzvi Pesach's case, even it was a vada, it was just a suffix from a yidana, working with the Rambam Shita, that Kivri Yakma not Matam Abayil, but a major, major sniff lahaka would be this Eitzah, today's daf, and that is Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikoy Tahar, even as it relates to the Surei Kuna, one side of the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Noid of Yehuda, but a fester raya from the last Toysus and Berak Yishish and Azaramullah, it could be, it would be okay for a Kohen to be Simach on this. Lamaisa, I looked around a little bit, and I saw, again, this is Mipi HaShmua, different Gedolim, some said Azoy, some said Azoy. It sounds like if you speak to a Poysik, this is definitely something that is taken into consideration. But one thing I saw interesting, B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, that somebody said that he once asked Reb Shlomo Zalman the Shaila, and told me he's a Kayan, he wanted to go into one of these compromised situations, it was a hospital, and Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you're a Kayan, you can't just go. Then he asked Reb Yashiv, and it seems like Reb Yashiv told him, maybe Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Again, totally out of context, but just in the spirit of finishing this raid bite on a light note, it sounded like he was working with the Seitzah of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. So he went back to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he told Reb Shlomo Zalman that Reb Yashiv said, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman told him, Ichalt, that if there would have been hospitals, Bimei Chazal, Chazal would have included hospitals in the Takana of Beis HaPras. And a Kohen can't walk into a Beis HaPras. And the emphasis is, it's Moyerdik. Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos Daf Chav Ches on the Beis. Tosfos, when he describes the Beis HaPras, he says, when do you have this rule of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim? Every Beis HaPras, Tosfos holds, should be a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. But when do you have that? Hainu Heicha, that's only Sha'atuma Mivureres, V'loi Noila Da Safik Elo Bakroi. That whenever you have a situation where it's shchiach and there's a matzav like this, it could be over there, you don't have safik tumah b'shus ram, but al-koponim, that was Rishon Mazalman's cook. And that is, l'chayra, a hospital would be like a Beis HaPras. And even though it could be you have safik tumah b'shus ram, I think to me that's a Beis HaPras. And a Beis HaPras, the halacha is, Avad HaKohen's not allowed to be metamatu. So too, could be, you wouldn't have this Eitzah of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim.